Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on with a message I'm entitled, Taking the Kingdom by Force. And we have been just looking at two passages in Scripture from the Gospels, one Matthew, one Luke, the very words of Jesus. In Luke 16:16, he said, King James, "The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it." And also in Matthew 11:12, there the word says, And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Various translations render that taken by force, enduring violent assault. And because there are so many various translations available to us today, at least in this nation, we have to allow that the translators, in their grasp of whatever the original language was, Greek or Aramaic or Hebrew, that they are using their ability to translate that in a meaningful way, using the English language. And of course, especially with some of these newer translations, they cannot use a word of a former translation. Those are copyright laws. So sometimes we get rather far afield from what I believe the Holy Spirit is trying to say. But also, there are various shades of meaning into any particular scripture. And why am I sharing this? Because sometimes it can be really difficult to understand what does that mean. For example, just the scripture we're looking at, what was Jesus trying to say? Well, I've been presenting one interpretation or aspect of it that Matthew 11:12 as well as Luke 6:16 implies a thoughtless eagerness in which some who heard what appeared to be good news just made an emotional and thoughtless commitment, if you will. They went forward to be baptized, but they didn't really realize the significance of what they were doing. They didn't count the cost. They didn't really fully understand what was involved in that baptism, which is nothing but an outward act. In fact, baptism does not save you. It is merely an obedient expression of the work that has been wrought in becoming a new creature, being born again into the kingdom of God. And one translation, as we were looking at the NIV, for example, as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, the NIV translates that particular passage forcefully advancing, but it also could be rendered in the passive as is violently treated. In other words, the kingdom is violently treated. The kingdom had been subject to violence. In other words, God's realm, God's way of doing things, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, those terms are used rather interchangeably. It had been subject to violence as well as to evil men who were trying to take it by force. They wanted the benefits, but they weren't willing to do things God's way. The religious leaders were forceful men, and they were resisting that new understanding that was being presented by John the Baptist, as well as Jesus and his disciples. Now, the purpose of the Jewish religion, the purpose of God's call upon the Jewish nation, Israel, was to prepare the way for the kingdom of heaven on earth, if you will, where Messiah would reign. But here we see a reference to corrupt leaders who, exercise complete political and social as well as spiritual power over people. They were more interested in preserving their position than leading people truly into the peace and the salvation of God's kingdom. That word suffers violence. In fact, we can see both in John's followers as well as even the very disciples of Jesus. They didn't understand what Jesus was about, not until his death and resurrection, because they were making every effort to force or compel Jesus into a political and military and worldly leadership role. And he was saying, my kingdom is not of this world, at least at that point in time. Jesus came the first time as a suffering servant. When he comes again, it will be with great power and majesty, and he will establish his literal kingdom at that time when he does return. So what do we see? We see that the very power of the Lord was at work through Jesus and his ministry to establish God's reign, if you will, the kingdom of heaven. But that kingdom was suffering violence. Violent men were trying to seize or snatch away, if you will, this blessing and keep men in whatever way they could possibly do it from accepting God's rule. And then, of course, anyone who would seek to do that, I don't care what kind of religious covering they may have. It's a religious spirit. It's demonic. It attempts to keep people in bondage and away from the liberty and freedom there is in Christ Jesus. So some hold the references in Matthew 11:12 to the antagonism of the enemies of the kingdom. But Luke 16:16 says, entereth violently, presseth into. And here we can see perhaps another little shade of meaning, which indicates a reference to those who are making an effort to enter God's kingdom in spite of violent opposition. And if as we understand that meaning or comprehension of that passage, we can relate to that. Many of you listening to me right now have, or maybe even presently, are going through a lot of opposition because of your stand for Christ. There may be others around you who profess some form of religion or Christianity, but they don't understand that fervency and the zeal in your heart, your desire to go on with God. That entering violently, if you will, it refers to those who want to enter into all that God has in spite of the opposition, in spite of the persecution, in spite of the hindrances. You are willing to go against the stream. There, if you will, someone that is in love with Jesus, who catches a glimpse of those spiritual truths, they're forcing themselves against the crowd. They're going in a contrary way, if you will. But isn't that what Jesus said? He said, wide is the gate and broad is the way that goes and leads to destruction, but narrow is the way that leads to life everlasting, and few there be that find it. So, beloved, what shall we say to such things? You know, there's much deception today. There's so many various translations of the Bible. There's, you know, sometimes if you listen a lot to various ministries, radio, television, there's sometimes what appears to be totally contradictory understandings of Scripture, and it can be very confusing. And that's why I say my Bible is the King James. I believe there's an authenticity and a reliability, and of course, centuries of multitudes of Christians using that Word of God to bring them into godliness and holiness. And so, beloved, we have to understand, you know, 2 1 Peter 1:20 says, "No prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation." There is a great importance in the teaching ministry. Isn't that true? I mean, Jesus, they called him rabbi, teacher. And God said in Ephesians, he's given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. But that's why it's important. You know, the natural man, he can read the Bible and be utterly confused. He says it just contradicts each other. On one hand, we see that the Bible seems to encourage teaching and that we should listen to good teachers. We should desire the sincere milk of the word that we can grow thereby. But then 1 John 2:27 says, "You need not that any man teach you." Well, is there a contradiction? Not really. It means that, yes, God has given wonderful teachers to the body of Christ, but also the Holy Spirit is a very adequate teacher. There are, beloved, places in this world right now, there are nations where Christianity is persecuted, and believers, they don't even have Bibles, or if they do, it's just one word of God, one Bible, or sometimes just pages they would pass around in order to understand and learn God's word. And in those cases, certainly the Holy Spirit would reveal to them the principles of God, just as he must have done in the early church. Think of that, because the apostles were there. They had been with Jesus. They heard the words of Jesus. They taught the words of Jesus, but they were just individual men. They couldn't be every place at once. Of course not. And Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles, he traveled tremendous distances, his missionary journeys, but he could only be one place. And so until the actual written word of God was completed, and that probably wasn't until 90 AD, the Holy Spirit had to amplify, had to instruct the new believers. And so, beloved, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit, no matter if you walk with Christ for many years, if you've been to Bible college, or you may be even a babe in Christ and you've not even read the Bible through yet. The Bible is not to be argued or debated. We can't be dogmatic, but we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I see my time is gone. I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me, and we'll continue on tomorrow. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,